We just finished our annual report on the economic impact of agriculture. Our agriculture economists tackle this every year, and by the time we get, when all the data is collected and we're able to analyze it, it's a two-year delay. So even though we put the report out every year, the 2015 report really reflects the state of agriculture in Florida in 2013.
He said the report shows that agriculture employment soared by 8.7% in just a single year, and that the economic impact of agriculture, natural resources, and food services in Florida is now up to $148 billion a year.
If I can be specific on some of the numbers in the report, there's $56.3 billion in foreign and domestic exports, food and products that we're sending out of Florida, 1.52 million direct full-time and part-time jobs in the industry. So 1.5 people are working in ag and natural resources. 2.2 million total jobs generated, and probably what makes the legislature happy, $12.5 billion in business taxes to local, state, and federal governments.
And he's very pleased with the work put into this report each year.
So, you know, the guy that really is our go-to guy for this, he's one of our extension agriculture economists. His name's Alan Hodges. He does a great job doing this. And he's really become well-known in Florida among members of the legislature and our commodity groups as being the go-to guy for documenting the value of the ag business in Florida. People eagerly await this report every year because it's used in a number of different places. Also, in the report, we break it down county by county. So a county commissioner or a mayor or an elected official or anybody can who's curious about how important their county is in terms of agriculture and natural resources, they can go to this report. It's listed on our EDIS website. That's edis.ifas.ufl.edu, and see the value of agriculture in their own community. So we're really pleased with this. It really helps me when I'm up in Tallahassee during the legislature when they're meeting, showing this report to our elected officials and explaining how IFAS is the research an innovation arm of this $148 billion industry. That plays really well.